Congress has written into the law for years the fact that the Postal Service had to keep six-day-a-week delivery. Postal Service officials say they found a loophole in the law to change to 5 days, and so far that seems to be passing congressional muster. So far, the man in charge of postal oversight in the House says he thinks the switch to five-day delivery is a common-sense reform. The person in charge in the Senate says he's disappointed by the change to 5 days, but he does not say that he's going to block the move.
So it sounds like this might go through by the next couple of months.
Congress was supposed to pass a Postal Service reorganization bill 2 years ago. The Postal Service has been waiting and waiting and waiting, and it's been hung up, disagreements in Congress over things like whether you go to five-day-a-week delivery.
You know, Vic, the reaction on the street around here anyway has been like, eh, not a big deal, but I worry about the postal workers. Is there a reduction in force coming?
There certainly is, and it's already underway. And, you know, part of this has to do with where you live. You live where you guys are, then there's not much of a difference maybe for people who pay a lot of bills online. But I just got a statement from Senator Susan Collins, who lives in Maine, where people live in rural areas spread out far away, and postal service delivery is much more important. And she expresses real concern, saying cutting back to 5 days should be a last resort.
And we hear the union, the Postal Carriers Union, is not too happy with this.
Absolutely. The Postal Service unions say that's a bad idea. You want to go about antagonizing your customers, this is the way to do it.
And the post offices themselves, will they stay open on Saturday?
That's the plan announced by Postal Service officials to keep postal offices open.